Okay, we're picking up the Gemara on Chav Zayin Amar Alf. We're at the very top. We are discussing the Mishnah mentioned that they used to blow the shofar from the Beis HaMikdash with a shofar that was piv mitzupa zahav, the top of the Mishnah, the very top line. Its mouth had a plating of gold. So Gemara asks, wait a second, how is that okay? Vatana, the Braisa tells us, tipo zav, if someone plates the shofar with gold, then the halacha is b'makom manachas piv, if you put it on the place where the mouth is, on the mouthpiece where you blow, puzzle, the shofar is going to be puzzle, because Rashi explains this case, the blowing is done by the gold and not directly by the animal horn, and therefore it's considered pasul. Shiloh b'manachas ha'piv. However, if you don't put it on the mouth, then it's going to be kosher. So how could the Gemara's understanding that it was on the piv of the shofar with one plate with gold? The Gemara says, "Amar Abaye, no." So kitznan nami masnisa. When the Mishnah said that the shofar is plate with gold, also is the same halacha. Shiloh malkam b'manachas petan, exactly the same chilek as a raisa. And we're talking about a case where it was not plated on the place where the mouth is actually resting, and therefore by there is answering that the peh of the Mishnah shofar is in fact not the place where the peh is resting of the braisa. Therefore, therefore there is no stira between the Mishnah and the braisa. The Gemara says, "Shtei chatzosos minat tanim." They had two trumpets blown together with the shofar. So the Gemara says, "Utrei kali mimishdami," but the sounds, two simultaneous sounds, are they able to be distinguished from one from another? That's a question over here. Can you hear the difference between two sounds or not? There's actually a fundamental chakira. There's two ways to understand it. It changes the whole sugya. How to understand the Gemara's assumption that trei kol elam mishtame, that you can't distinguish between two sounds. Is it one option? One is that it's impossible to hear both sounds, but it's impossible to hear both sounds, but if you concentrate very carefully, you'll be able to hear one of the two sounds. That's one explanation. The other explanation is that it's impossible not to hear both, but even to just hear one. So then that was in words Havamina, then what would change would be difference between the two. So that's what we're saying, that the Gemara was understanding that it's impossible to hear even one sound when two are occurring simultaneously. So the Gemara says, how are you fulfilling obligation of this? Vatanya. And the Gemara is bringing a raya that you can't hear two simultaneous sounds from the fact that we learn out Zachor Vishamar. We know the famous thing that during the Ten Commandments in Sefer Shmos, in Parshas Yitro, so then we learn out that it says Zachor. And then in Sefer Dvarim, it says, when Moshe Rabbeinu is repeating the Sefer Dibro, it says Shamar. So what does that mean? So the Gemara learns out the famous Drasha, Bidibur Echad Amar, they pronounced in a single utterance by Hashem. And the miracle was, Masha'ina Pe'achol Adabar, people are not able to do that, to say two simultaneous things with different words. Ve'ina ozen yachol ishma, and also a human is not able to hear both. So we see it's two miracles. One is that obviously Kosh Baruch was able to say both in one, and then the second thing is that Hashem was able to pronounce it. The second miraculous thing was that the people were able to be able to discern each word, which would normally be something that's impossible to do. So the Gemara says, no, so the Gemara says, you're right, you can't hear two at the same time, we're accepting that. So that means that you're really not being, you're not being yotze by hearing the first end of it, but the Gemara is assuming that you're prolonging the second one, according to the second version that understands it's impossible, that makes a lot of sense. So that it'd be impossible to listen to, but really when you're marach to the shofar, you'll hear the shofar blast alone, and that's what you're yotze with. The Gemara says, but wait a second though, lameimra dechishama soft kia. Does that imply that if I hear only the end of the shofar blast while not hearing the beginning of it, because we're assuming right now you're not yotze by hearing the first one, is that going to tell me that I'm yotze? That sounds like it's even like achila yotze b'meila, and then I would learn tchilas tkiya, that you, when it comes to the beginning of a shofar, below sof tkiya, similarly, if I hear the beginning of a shofar blast without the end of it, yotze also, I'm going to fulfill my obligation. That's what we imply that from here, because the Gemara only says it by regards to the end. But the Gemara is assuming, Rashi points out, the Gemara is assuming that there's no difference between if I only hear one segment of the blast and it's only the end, so there should be no difference. But also, if I only hear the beginning, that's also be no difference. If I hear a certain segment of the shofar blast, that should be okay to be yotze. So the Gemara says, Tashma. The Gemara is now proving that this is not true. Someone blew a first tkiya set normally, umashach b'shnia kishtayim, and he prolonged the second set of tkiya sounds for the duration of two tkiya. So let's say, we could explain it the way we do nowadays, but so let's say, right, you do a tkiya, shvarim shua tkiya, right? So now, then you, after that, you'll have a next set of tkiya, shvarim shua tkiya. So if I prolong the tkiya of the tkiya, shvarim shua, and then the last tkiya of that third blast of the tkiya, I keep it the sound of two. So then I want it to be the beginning of the new set, all right? The tkiya after that. So then, so the Braisa tells us, "Ein biyadal achas." No, it only accomplishes one tkiya sound, and it does not count towards your second sounds of shofar. So the Gemara asks, but if we're just assuming that a prolonged shofar blast really is okay, so then am I? So why are you able to fulfill obligation with only part of a shofar blast? L'chora, if I extend it to two shofar blasts, I should be able to view it as two. It doesn't matter that I only blew it one. The Gemara says, "Tisalik lebetarte," should be counted as two sounds. So the Gemara answers, you can't split apart one blast from the other. So therefore, even though the beginning is your yotze with the first half of it, you can't just magically make the second half be part of the second set because it's only one blast. As opposed to over here, when it came to the case where you don't hear it, so I just don't hear it, but it's really one, it's all, your nechname is part of one blast. I'm not able, there's nothing about dividing it. I just want to be yotze with one blow of it. So therefore, that will count towards the tkiyas. So the Gemara says, Tashma, fine, I'll bring another proof from the Mishnah. We're going to get to this Mishnah on Amud Beis. The Mishnah tells us, if you're atokeh atokha bor, if someone blows a shofar into a pit, or the tokha adus, which is a cistern, similar to a pit also, it's something where you're going to hear the echoes, or the tokha apita, or if you blow into a barrel, im kol shofar shama, so if you hear the sound of the shofar without any echo, then yatsir biyotse. However, im kol havari yashma, if you hear the sound of the echo, so then the Gemara says, lo yatsa, then you're not fulfilling obligation. The Gemara asks, am I? Why, if one could fill the mitzvah with part of the shofar blast, why is an echo a problem? Lipuk b'tchilas tkiyah, you should fill obligation with the beginning of the tkiyah, mikame didarav kola, before the echo combines with it. We were assuming that right away you blow it, and then comes out an echo. So assume that once you blow it right away, the beginning part that you're yotze with, you're fulfilling obligation, and then the echo, you're not gonna be, you don't need it anymore to be yotze with that. So the Gemara therefore actually rejects the first answer. The Gemara says, Ella, so then we're coming on to a different answer over here, where we're assuming that one does not fulfill the obligation with part of a shofar blast, even if there is the required amount of time. So then what's going to be the maskana? The Gemara says now, rather we're saying that tarte kala mechad garva, two sounds coming from one person, lo mishtame. That's not distinguishable. Except for a miracle, like Rashi points out, like on Har Sinai, obviously that was an exception. That was the one exception to the word. Mitarte gavre mishtame. But where two sounds are coming from two people, then you can tell. So since the shofar and the trumpet are played by two different people, you're going to be yotze. So Gemara says, is that really true though? Umitarte gavre, mitre gavre rather mi mishtame. Is it really possible to hear from two different people? Vahatana, don't we learn in a braisa, but teira, regarding the Torah, when it comes to laning, you're reading Kriyas Torah, Echad koyer ve'echad metargim. One person is reading the Torah, Sefer Torah, and the other one is translating it. That with the targum uklus, the times of the Mishnah, even the Gemara, and even later times, even Bizman Azed, the Teimanim, it's fascinating. They kept that. It's a wonderful. I walked into one back of a Teiman shul once in my life, and I saw them doing this. It's unbelievable. They still do this old thing that was clearly the times of the Mishnah and Gemara. The minag was to also use the miturgam and the translator to explain the Torah in the spoken language of Aramaic. So the Teimanim Mamash kept that, and they even do it Bizman Azed. Their Kriyas Torah probably is significantly longer than ours. So that's echad kor v'echad kor metargim. Levat shelo yiyu. So there's the girsul over here. Really, shelo yiyeh echad koyer. That you mean not one person reading the crazy Sefer Torah, or shnayim metargim, and two people are simultaneously doing the translation. Because if you hear the two people at the same time, you're not going to be able to understand it, and you're not going to hear it clearly. So we see over here that you can't tell the difference between two people reading at the same time. So Gemara says, "Halo dami elala sefer." Our Mishnah's case is only similar to the sefer, which has behalal megillah with regards to halal and Megillah on Purim, afilu asara korin, even if 10 people are able to read it simultaneously, even if it's impossible to pronounce each word to be perfectly synchronized, still it's going to be okay. Alma, we see from here, keva de chaviv, since each one is able to, it's very chaviv, it is dear to them to listen to this mitzvah, yaiv daita, you can have in mind to be yotze with that. So since the Hal Megillah are read only infrequently, Rashi says that people are care about it more. It's true, you know, the Kriyas Torah, we read all the time. We read it Mondays, Thursdays, Shabbos, Mincha, we read it four times a week. That's a lot of times that we read it, so we're more accustomed to it, so we don't pay as much attention. But something that comes more, you know, once in a while, so that's something like Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema is a Kabbalah Zemalchus Shemayim, a massive mitzvah. But like when a person does like Sfiras HaOmer, he gets so excited about it. And, you know, so that's also, things are more infrequent. Sometimes psychologically, it's something we're more excited for. Halchanami says, in our case, came into Chavi, the mitzvah shofar is very special because, well, again, only does it in Rosh Hashanah. It's only once a year. Well, two times on Rosh Hashanah, meaning Rosh Hashanah day one, day two. Yai dai devishama, you're going to hear the shofar, you're going to put your mind to it, and you're going to be yotze hearing the shofar. So the Gemara is understanding now that when the mitzvah is very chashiv and chaviv, you can hear two sounds from two different peoples. So that That's again, that would be the same machlokas I had before, that whether or not the Gemara means to say that it's possible to even to hear two sounds simultaneously, or you're only hearing one of the two sounds. That's the Chakira here in the Rishonim as well, that have this machlokas. So the Gemara says that you're going to be yotze through paying attention to it because it is chaviv. There is a concept, someone wanted to use this concept of trei kol lo mishtame, there's a certain heterim to assume that kol isha, if you have two people singing, maybe it's not a full-fledged problem of a kol isha, okay? That is a sniff, definitely everyone has to consult poskim, discuss whether that's valid and how to use it in what circumstances, obviously. But that is something that at least the Gemara does mention. We see it's definitely at least a suffix, whether you can hear trei kole. So how the parameters of that would come out to singing and whether it's any appropriate to sing. And I'm not getting into luck, but I'm just pointing out that there we do see a concept that maybe that it might not be considered like you're hearing the actual voice if it's sung along with someone else. That is something that's at least understandable for the Gemara over here. So now the Gemara says, now, Ela lama marech b'shofar. So why is the person that fills the mitzvah of shofar, why does he blow the shofar longer? Once we're assuming that you just pay attention to the shofar blast, because that's the mitzvah. So why do you have to be marech in the shofar? So the Gemara says, because leidah shemitzvah sayom b'shofar, because you want to know what's the ikar purpose of the day. The ikar purpose of the day is obviously yom tshuva, a day of blowing the shofar. So that should be done to extend it, so we know that the ikar mitzvah is by shofar. Now the next part of the Mishnah told us of a tainish shel zecharim kufim, on fast days they would blow the males that were male horns that were bent. Upiv mitzupe kesef, and the mouth was plated with silver. Maishna hasam dezav. What's the difference by the case where the mouth of the shofar, the Rosh Hashanah, is plated with gold? Maishna kesef. Where in the case over here on the fast day, it's done with silver. So why one or the other? So Gemara says, "Ibaisema kol kenufa de kesefu." We know generally when you have a grouping, a gathering together, that should be done with the trumpets of the instruments that are silver. You should make trumpets of silver, and they should be the mikroi adalah. See, the purpose of blowing a shofar is to gather people together for the purpose of davening. So the shofar should be done with silver. So that's why we should say dafka. That's why the ones are done with silver on a fast day, because you're gathering people together for the purpose of tefillos. And where it says, maybe that really gold is very expensive, so we didn't want to make you have expense of doing gold for the fast days. The Gemara says, okay, so then why are we machmir in Rosh Hashanah though? So if the Torah is so concerned about it, in the case of Rosh Hashanah also, why don't you make it out of silver, not gold? The Gemara says, afilu achi kavod yam tlevadif. Obviously, the Torah is very careful about chasam manu shal Yisrael. The concept comes up by Nagaim, the Psukim in the Torah, that talks about in the Tazria Metzorah, really Metzorah, I think it comes up, that we mentioned that you, right, the Torah chasam manu shal Yisrael, things that are inside the house, we tell them to remove it before the Kohen pronounces a tameh. So we see that Torah's chasam mamon shel Yisrael, the concept that a person should be careful of his own mamon, and that's just spend money, ill-advised things and purchases. You should be careful how you're spending your money. So we still see, though, that when it comes to kavod yom tov, we see that this honoring the yom tov, that does not apply. We see that a person is able to do that, to spend money. That actually is a lach l'mais also, that we see, like especially the yom tov of Pesach is brought down. There's still the concept of Zeicha LeMikdash, even on Yom Tovim, we have a still drop down of Simcha, because of the fact that we still don't have the Beis HaMikdash, even though it's Yantiv and it's a mitzvah potentially Doraisa, even if it's when there is no Beis HaMikdash to be Simcha and Yantiv. But still, we like tone it down just a drop, whatever it might be, we leave one or two things off. When it comes to Pesach, we mamash go all out. That's Zman Tarasidu, that's Zman Simcha, but in general, even the other Yom Tovim, even when we have the Zeicha LeMikdash, still, if the person should be Hotzas Yom Tov, we've learned before, doesn't count towards the year cheshbon, and we definitely suggest that a person be very nice to honor the yantav properly and have very nice elaborate things. The kavod yantav seems like something that would be okay. So the Gemara now says, Rav Papa Bar Shmuel sever lemavid uvde kemas nizir. Papa Bar Shmuel wanted to act in accordance with the Mishnah, which tells us, according to Rashi, right, that he wanted to blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah together with the two trumpets, and he wanted to blow two trumpets on fast days with shofars. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rava Lomar the Mikdash." No, the Mishnah is only talking about in the base of Mikdash, not outside the base of Mikdash. And the Gemara says, "Tanu Rachin not allowed." We have a brayso that supports Rava B'med from Murim. When do we say that the words of the Mishnah apply? Only B'Mikdash, only the base of Mikdash of Alagvulin. However, outside of base of Mikdash, then the Lacha is Malkam Sheish Chatzos, is where there are trumpets, meaning where they're blown. Meaning Rashi says, when the days that they're blown, meaning on fast days and on Tainus, in Shofar, you're not going to blow the Shofar. However, in Chatzotzro, Mikom Sheyesh Shofar, where there is a shofar, meaning on days of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the Oval Year, things like that, then in Chatzotzro, you don't blow the trumpets. V'chein, Heni, Rabbi Chalafta, B'tzipor, Rabbi Chalafta, did this manner of Tzipor, B'chanina, Bar Tardim, and Chassi, and did it in Chassi, in the name of the place. That's where they did it. That's where they did these things. They said that they only do this in the Shar Mizrach, in the eastern gates of the Beis HaMikdash. And there refers to the gate to open up into the Easter gate, and then the Ezra's Nashim, Rashi says, and then also after that they would have it in the Ulam. When they open those gates, that's when they would do this blowing. Otherwise they wouldn't even do it anywhere else, even in times of the Beis HaMikdash. We see from over here though, the Braisa seems to tell us that on fast days only Chatzotas are blown outside the Beis HaMikdash. So why is it that even Sfardim do it, Lord, as I said, but even when you call a fast day, there's other things, there's people have bring out the shofars, and that's based that's the minhag that's done. So why Lechora, the Gemara says pretty clearly over here, when you have Chatzotos, you don't blow the shofar. So that's the minhag on already Masakin, that they blow shofars on certain fast days, when you're a Masakin extra fast days. So the Rashba suggests that maybe the Bryce is only talking about the trumpets and the shofar are blown together. However, either one is allowed to be blown alone, and since the shofars are more prevalent, more people have them. So the time that, therefore, since people have them, that's why you're allowed to use only shofars as well during fast days. That's a minhag. I think Sfardim, I think they blow shofar on regular fast days. Ashkenazim, we don't do either, but that is an interesting thing that comes out and fast days that goes around it for things of Ace Tzara, then I think everyone agrees that you should be blowing shofar. I think they blew shofars during Corona, even if women started fasting, it was Ace Tzara, and we said people said Avinu Malkeinu. I think people were also blowing shofars for the plague that was going on during the times of the beginning times of the Corona. So Gemara says Amar Rava Vitamer Rabbi Shimon Levi. Rava's name is Rabbi Shimon Levi. My Kra, what's the pasuk that says, the pasuk says, when you have the trumpet to the sound of the shofar, you blow it in the presence of Hashem. The pasuk implies only when you're in the presence of Hashem, we know the Shekhinah's anchor dwelling is in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore require the blowing of the trumpets only when we're lifting Hashem, which is the Beis HaMikdash. And however, outside Beis HaMikdash, you don't need to. Aval Be'amalo, other places outside Beis HaMikdash, you would not need to blow the two together. Now, the last point of the Mishnah was that Shavah Yovel Rosh Hashanah Leskia LeBrachos, that the laws of the Yovel are identical to the laws of Rosh Hashanah with regards to the blowing and the brachos that you say in Rosh Hashanah. So, where says Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Keman Matzlin Anayinda? Who do we follow like when we daven the Nusach of Rosh Hashanah, which we say, Zeh Yom Tchas Masecha Zikar LeYom Rishon, in the Zichronos, we have Ma'achil Zichronos Shoshofros, the special Musaf, the longest Musaf of the year that we have, is Rosh Hashanah, because of the Ma'achil Zichronos Shoshofros, we have all the Psukim that we mentioned. So one of the things we say in Zichronos and Rosh Hashanah, we say today is the Tchilas Masecha Zikar LeYom Rishon. We still listen to Nusach nowadays as well, that it's the anniversary, the start of Hashem's Masecha, the work of Hashem, a remembrance to the first day. And we know that the Chafei, the Olam, was created, and on the sixth day of that day, of the Rosh Hashanah, was the day Adam Arishon was born. So the Gemara says, who is that Keman, Ki Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar, by Tishrei Nivra Olam. And it is according to Rabbi Eliezer, it says, in Tishrei, the world was created. So Gemara says, Reisi, Ravina, but wait a second, the Mishnah tells us, Shava Yove Le Rosh Hashanah, Letzkiyas to the Brachos. Rosh Hashanah is the same, with regards to blowing the Shofar and to the Brachos. It sounds like the Musaf Nesach should be exactly the same. But in the Mishnah, seemingly, it would equate the lachas of brachos. The same nusach should be said with regards to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But how could you say the zikronos of the bracha of tchilas masecha, the anniversary where Hashem was created, where the man was created, the Rosh Hashanah isa v'yovel isa? It doesn't make sense to say this on Yovel. So how could he be saying this on Yovel? So the Gemara says, Kikutani, when the Mishnah said this halacha, you're right, this one aspect goes different. Ashara, regards to the blessing, the other things are going to be the same. And then the Nusach, Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofros, which makes sense, even to assume that you could say that on the day of Yom Kippur, because it, you could say on Yom Kippur, Yovel, it's linked to Rosh Hashanah by the fact that you're still judged. Your judgment is, we know the Chesima is done. That would be interesting, that also, that's more of a Machsheva question, is why only on the day of Yom Kippur, of the Yovel year? Yom Kippur, fundamentally, the Chasima is all year, every year is Yom Kippur. Okay, that's a good question. But either way, we say that Kaksana Ashara, that means that only with regards to the regular concept of Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, this one passage, maybe Lechora, we didn't say it on Yom Kippur of a Yovel year. Now the Gemara continues with a different point. Rav Shesha Bered, Rav Idi Masne Hachi said that the Lach like this. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. How does it sound that way? They're in the Mishnah, Shavah Yovel Rosh Hashanah, Tkil Brachos. The years of Yovel are identical to that of Rosh Hashanah with regards to blowing and the Brachos. Come on. Who does that follow? Kedolok Rabbi Eliezer. It does not follow Rabbi Eliezer. Dear Rabbi Eliezer, because you're going to tell me this follows Rabbi Eliezer. Since he said the world was created in Tishrei, you would say that this is the anniversary of the day of Hashem's work, remembrance for the first day, the Rosh Hashanah lays Isa, which is timely on Rosh Hashanah. V'yovel Isa, on the time of Yom Kippur, it is regards to Yovel year. And this version of Shlomo Yitzchak is understanding that the two days are the same. So therefore, so the Gemara answers, he asked it as a steer. The Gemara says, Kitani Ashara. So then when we're answering the proof, we're rejecting the proof, we're saying that the speaking of all the brachas on both days, the Mishnah can be according to Rabbi Eliezer as well. We originally, meaning the way we phrase it now, it's just the kasha, as opposed to, we come to the same askana, that it's not necessarily a rejection. Now the Mishnah says, different halachas regards to halachas of shofar. Shofar shenitzlak. If you have a shofar which is split, with Rashi understands, and then shofar is a split with glue, that you're holding the glue to have the two ends put it back together. Dovko, and you join the two halves together, that is they were split, and then you want to glue it back together. So it says the Mishnah puzzle, that is not going to be puzzle. Even if the split is fixed, the shofar is going to be puzzle because at the end of the day, it's the Gemara is going to mention that it's something that it's basically coming from two shofros. The Gemara says dibek shivrei shofros. If you join two shards of different parts of shofar and put them together, also puzzle. Similar thing is that the shofar is puzzle because at the end of the day, it's seemingly emanating from more than one shofar. It's that therefore the according to Rashi, because it's considered two or more shofars, again, that's the understanding. That's the problem over here according to Rashi. Turning on to the next number now, the Mishnah tells us, Nikiv, if the shofar was at a puncture in it, you had a hole in it, ustamo, and then you closed up the hole and plucked it up, ima akevisatkia puzzle. So if it's going to affect the blowing and it's going to change, alter the sound, then it's going to be puzzle. We know that the shofar has to be the sound of a shofar alone without anything else. That's what's pointed out, and therefore that's why it's going to be puzzle. And the most Rishonim understand that if the seal is affecting its sound, if it affects the original sound, that's going to puzzle it. Im akev v'satkia puzzle. Ve'im lav kasher. But if it doesn't akev v'satkia, then the lacha would be that it's kasher. Hatokel tocha bor. If you blow the shofar in a pit. The Rav Haigon just pointed out, quoted by the Ran, he says, why are you mentioning this weird case of someone blowing the shofar in the pit? L'chor, they're talking about they unfortunately had to do this a lot, is because they were trying to avoid, they had religious persecution. You weren't allowed to blow shofar. They probably had the penalty of death, so they wanted to blow shofar. And they wanted to blow shofar and to be yotz the mitzvahs. If they blow in the pit, they wouldn't hear them. Alta chados to a cistern, similar problem. Alta chapitas, we quoted this already in the last time, into a barrel. Im kol shofar shama, if you have the shofar without an echo, yatzav. Im kol avara shama, lo yatzav. If you call gavara, you're not going to be yotze, because it's an echo, it's not the authentic sound of a shofar, therefore you're not going to be yotze. Even the person blowing the shofar, if you're only hearing the echo, that is not going to be yotze, because even though you're being tokei the shofar, still the ikar mitzvah we know is, what do we say in the bracha? V'sivan lishma kol shofar. To listen to the sound of the shofar is something you are not doing, you would not be yotze with the mitzvah, even if you're blowing it. V'chenei over achar b'sek nes, zamelar, that's a shayla. Chorim discussed, why is it mentioned v'chein? What does it have to do with the previous point? But either way, the Mishnah is saying that someone who's walking behind a shul, or my shul's right behind the shul. You know, this is in Yerushalayim. How much in the back of people's houses, you hear like all the davenings in the shul. It's nice. The Mishama called shofar. So also you heard the shofar, or called Megillah, or you heard the Megillah leaning from the shofar, from the Megillah on Purim. Imki bin liba yotze. If you had in mind to be yotze, then you're yotze. Vim lav lo yotze. If you ever did not have in mind, you're not going to be yotze. Alfal pi shezeh shama v'zeh shama. Even though this one heard and that one heard the same sound, zeh kiven libo, this one had in mind, zeh lo kiven libo, this one did not have in mind, and therefore the halacha is going to be different for each of them. If you have in mind, you'll be yotze. If you don't have in mind, you're not yotze. Tanur rabbi, we're in a Mishnah, in a brisa rather, aruch v'kitzur kasha, a shofar that was long and shortened, meaning that the way that some understand that it was cut off at one end, and we still have the minimum shear, then it's going to be kasher. It's going to be kasher, it would be okay. Because as long as you have the shear, it'd be fine. However, and even gadra, if you scrape it off, like you layer it out, v'amidu al gildo, so you add a very thin layer, you can lay out the shofars. I don't know how they make shofars, but you can imagine you have these very thick shofars, so you layer it out, so it's a very thin layer, as a very thin layer of the horn is remaining. Or if she says kasher, then it's going to be kasher, it would be okay. We quoted this point before, that if you this is why I mentioned this price, was on the last time already, that if you plated the shofar with gold, the place where you're blowing it, then puzzle, it's going to be puzzle. There is a machlokas, why exactly? According to Meiri, the problem with the gold is it's going to be a chatzitza between the person blowing it and the sound of the shofar, therefore it's not going to be a sound of a full shofar. The Ritva understands that the very fact that there is any chatzitza, it doesn't matter about the sound. The sound could be the exact same sound, but there's a chatzitza between the person's lips is going to be a problem. So there actually could be a nafkamina between the two explanations, is that if the person is blowing a shofar and his lips aren't directly on the shofar, they're not touching it. So according to the Meiri, there's no chatzitza on the shofar, so that's the authentic sound of the shofar. If you're like a centimeter away from the shofar and you're blowing it, you can get the sound out through that method. According to Meiri, it may not be a problem. According to the Ritva, though, that would be a major problem. So that would be a nafkamina between the two explanations of the tzipah zav mifnim. That it's going to be okay. If you put the shofar in the golden plate inside, it's going to be possible, you're altering the sound. And then, if you play it on the outside, the lachas inish sound, if it changed the way it was sounding before, it's plated puzzle, then it's going to be puzzle. However, if it's imlav, it's going to, if not, if it's not, then it's going to be fit. And if the shofar was punctured, you sealed the hole, the halacha is going to be imak. If it's a tkiya, if the seal is going to affect the blowing, it's going to be pasul. If not, it's going to be kasher. Nasan shofar besoch shofar. You place the shofar inside the shofar. The halacha is im kol pnimi shama. If you have the sound of an inner shofar alone, yatsa. Fulfilled his obligation. Im kol chitzon shama. But if you heard the sound of the outer shofar, lo yatsa. He's not fulfilled his obligation. According to Rashi, the walls of the inner shofar are going to be like it's going to be affecting the sound. Therefore, it's going to be mevatel, the sound of the shofar. Tosfos understand that the it's possible because it sounds like you're having two shofars. That's the Tosfos understand the psul over here. Tamar Rabban, we learned by saw garda, if you scraped up a shofar, beim mifnim, beim machutz, whether from the outside or the inside, kasher, it's going to be kasher. Garda, if you scraped it, vemidu al gilda, with its thinner layer, kasher, it's going to be kasher. Niach shofar, besoch shofar, if you place the shofar inside the second shofar, the lacha is im kol pnimi shama. If you hear the sound of the shofar, then you're going to be yotze. In kol chitzon shama, but if you heard the sound of a shofar, the outer shofar, lo yatsa. Hafcho, sakabo, if you reverse the shofar and you blew into it, lo yatsa, you don't fulfill obligation. Amar of Papa, lo tema de hefcha kivituna. Don't say the case you reverse the shofar, like reversing a shirt, Rashi says like you wear the shirt inside out. Ela shehirchi vesakata, rather the Brisa tell you the wide and the narrow end, vikitzos racha, meaning the narrow, the wider end. Meaning that you soften the shofar and you put like in boiling water, Rashi says, and then you reshape it, and it blew it from the other end. My time, so why is this going to be possible? Kidrav Mas, and Rav Nasa, Vavarta, such as you Vavarta called shofar. This is the passage in regards to the Yovel year. We said Vavarta called shofar. There, Chavaros, you need the shofar to be the way that it's carried from the animal's head, and therefore, if you do it backwards, you're able to fix it around and make it backwards, that would be a psul, and that would not be kosher. Dibek Shiva shofar is possible. Mishnah told us that if you join the two shards of a shofar, it's going to be possible. So the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbana, we learn in it, Raisa. Hosif alav kol shil, if you add it to a shofar, even the smallest amount of material to the shofar, bein vimino o bein bishlo vimino, whether it's kind, meaning a shofar material or not shofar material, pasul, it's going to be pasul because the addition is viewed as another part of shofar, therefore you're going for multiple shofars, and that's the problem over here. Nikev ustama, if a shofar was punctured and he sealed the hole, bein vimino o bein shlo vimino, whether it's not or its own kind, pasul, the shofar is unfit. Rabbi Nasan oimer, bimino kasher. With its own kind, the shofar is going to be kosher. Shalom al pasul. Now with its own kind, it's going to be pasul. According to Rashi, Nasan and the Rabbanan are arguing in a case where the hole was affecting the way the person was able to blow it. The Rabbanan said that this is pasul on the grounds that it is going to be like a second shofar. Nasan understands that it's kosher, that it's going to be batal towards the shofar. That's how Rashi understands the machlokas. So Gemara says bimino kosher. So the Gemara says on Rabbi Nasan, he said that it's mino kosher. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said on that. Rubo. If you have the majority of the shofar means miklal, the shalob amino, if the hole is not of its kind, apal bishn shtar rubo pasul, the shofar is even if it's partially intact. According to this version, Rabbi Yochanan is saying that Rabbi Nassim says that the shofar is kosher only if you need three conditions. A, you need a majority of the shofar to remain. B, you need a shofar material. And C, it has to be the original sound of the shofar. You need all three. So that's, says the Gemara, that some learn a different version of Rabbi Yochanan that says shalob amino pasul. If it's going to be not one of its kind, it's going to be pasul. Amar Rabbi Yochanan vushin ifchas rubo. That's only when a majority of the shofar is missing. Michlal of amino, if you seal it up with this kind of material, al bishan ifchat rubo kasha, the shofar is going to be fit, even if a majority is going to be missing. In this version, Rabbi Yochanan is much more lenient. He's saying that only two of the three are going to be necessary to make this kasher. So it's important actually over here is one of the kolim come up in the Rishonim is that the halacha should be with Rabbi Nasan. So the shaila is the halacha follows Rabbi Nasan to know which version of Rabbi Yochanan's understanding do we accept. So that's the shaila. Whenever you have a lishna kama and a ikka da amre, how do we go? The Rav understands that whenever the Gemara presents two different versions of the halacha, so we always follow the main version. That's the main one, and that was the majority opinion. The ikka da amre, some say, so therefore you don't follow it. That was bein lachumra, bein lakula, bein deresa, bein derabana, that's how he understands. The Ritz Geis, he understood, is that he understands that the halacha is always going to be like the Lashon of Basra. That's because the Gemara was obviously done by people who were organizing in a manner which they wanted to be Madiyak and tell us how to pass an halacha. So the last Lashon was the way they wanted to understand it. I think the more common way of on explaining the halacha, I think that's the Riff's Derech, and that's how we think we mainly hold halacha. I think that gets to be halacha maisa because the Riff, and I think the Rishonim hold like this, so we go like this, is that when it's a deraisa, the halacha, no matter what, whether it's ikad amre or the first lashon, we're going to be the machper version. In the case of derabanan, the halacha follows the first version. So we could rely ki'ilu on the first, when the like the halacha of the Riva, that the Rush quotes, that we can follow the first version only when it's halacha of derabanan. Deraisa, you have to pick the machmer shita. So this over here, would be lachora something that's a shaila of a machmir. See here, the case is that halacha is going to be like the first version. So then that would be lachora, maybe deraisa. So the Gemara says, going back to, so that would be shayla, how to pass. The Gemara says, tipoy zam mibifnim. If shofar was gold on the inside, pasul is going to be pasul. Mibachutz. If it's on the outside, then im nishtana kol mekamo shaya. If the challenge changes from the way it was before you put the gold on, pasul, the shofar is going to be pasul. Ve'im lav kasher, then if it's not, it's going to be kasher. Nistak la'orko, if the shofar split along its length, then pasul, then it's not going to be fit for blowing on Rosh Hashanah rochba, however it's along the width. Im nishtayer boshir tkiya, if you have the amount of tkiya that you need, the amount of the shear of its length, kasher, then it's going to be fit. But we say, we're assuming that the crack has been removed so that the case is going to be similar to the shofar that was shortened, which would be okay. Im la possible, but if you don't have that, then it's going to be possible. The kama shear tkiya, how much is a shear of a tkiya? Measurement that would be one blast. Pira shabi, shivan ben gamliel, kidei shavzena biyado, as long as you can hold the shofar in your hand, vira lachan lachan, be visible on both ends. Hayakola dak, if the sun was thin, ave, or thick, or tsrur, kasher. Shekolakol is kshirin, but shofar, all the sounds are going to be valid when it comes to the case of a shofar. Shalkele lavod Shmuel. Shmuel's father, they asked a question. Karkel v'takabo. Someone put a horn and blew into it, put a hole in the horn and they blew into it. Yatza, you're going to be a yotze. So the Gemara says, pshita, that's obvious. Kulu, now we make the karkele. All the shofars will be punctioned. How do you get the hole? You have to punction a little bit. Amar vashi, shekolakol is a karosa. No, you did it in the bony part, on the inside of the horn, when you remove it. Mao, what would I have thought? Maybe a chutz, I would have thought the material resting on the bone is maybe a chutzitza, kamash malan, that it's not considered a barrier which would possibly the shofar from being blown. That this is teaching us the bone, the horny part are going to be, it's going to be something which is kosher. Okay. Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up from Hatukeya tomorrow's daf.